From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The White House says President Obama will use his State of the Union address tomorrow night to call for better preparedness against a bioweapons attack. That announcement comes on the heels of a government report saying a terrorist attack using anthrax or other bioweapons is likely within a few years. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The report says the last three administrations have been slow to recognize and respond to a bio threat, but it says bioterrorism is the most likely scenario for an attack on the United States with a weapon of mass destruction. The report by retired Senators Bob Graham and Jim Talent say the chief problem is a lack of effective medicines and vaccines to guard against a bio attack. Officials say the greatest challenge is to come up with a better anthrax vaccine, since that's the most likely weapon. The report recommends spending more than $3 billion a year over the next 5 years on medicines. Right now, the budget is one-tenth of that. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration says it will consider creating its own deficit task force after the Senate's rejection of such a panel. Spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters after today's Senate vote that it is something that's being talked about. The proposal to create a bipartisan task force was 7 votes shy of the required 60 today. The vote follows a new report from congressional economists that predicts a more than $1.3 trillion deficit this year. In his State of the Union speech tomorrow, President Obama is expected to propose a spending freeze for some domestic programs. General Motors says it has agreed to sell its Saab brand to the Dutch car maker Spyker. Terms of the deal are not clear, but a Wall Street Journal report citing anonymous sources says the sale price is $400 million with $74 million in cash, the rest in preferred shares to GM. Statistics released today show that Britain's worst recession since World War II is officially over, but only just. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
With the French and German economies returning to growth last summer, Britain is the last of the major economies to do so. The Office of National Statistics here said that gross domestic product in Britain rose by a meager 0.1% in the final quarter of 2009. That was enough to officially end an 18-month downturn that many said felt a lot longer and many still say is not really over in people's pocketbooks. Britain was hit particularly hard by the global credit crunch because of its huge banking and financial services sector. Britons also have higher levels of personal debt among consumers than other countries, and like the United States, the country also faced a collapsed real estate bubble. GDP shrank 6% in total over the 18 months of the downturn. Some 1.3 million people were laid off, with unemployment rising as high as 7.9%. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Stocks are rebounding this afternoon. The Dow was up 79 points at 10,276. The Nasdaq up 16. This is NPR News. Investigators say the pilot of the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea was flying the wrong way after he took off from Beirut's airport. An official says the pilot initially followed the tower's guidance, then abruptly changed course before disappearing from radar. Lebanon's transportation minister says it is too early to draw any conclusion of pilot error. The plane went down in stormy weather yesterday with 90 people on board. The people of Sri Lanka are waiting to find out who their next president will be. Polls are now closed in today's election, and the vote counting is underway. It's the first presidential election since the island's civil war ended last year with the defeat of the Tamil Tiger rebels. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Sri Lankans flocked to the polls for an election that's expected to decide whether their current president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, will secure another term, or whether he'll be replaced by his former army commander, General Sarath Fonseca. The two men led the government's war against the Tamil Tigers side by side and were friends and allies, but they fell out after the separatists were defeated last year, ending a conflict that dragged on for more than a quarter of a century. Both are from the island's Sinhalese majority. The role of Sri Lanka's Tamil minority in this election isn't yet clear. The election campaign was marred by violence. 5 people were killed, but polling day itself seems to have passed calmly, apart from a few scattered incidents. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.
The president of earthquake-stricken Haiti is appealing to the international community for more tents. He says he needs some 200,000 more to shelter those left homeless by this month's earthquake. Aid agencies, meanwhile, are still struggling to provide food and clean water to survivors. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.